I'm Leonida Inge. This is Test It from WUNC, a look at what the day's challenges tell us about where we are, what we believe, and who we want to be in North Carolina and the South. Today, funerals. Last year, I knew something was wrong with my mother. She's heartbroken, I thought. We just buried her first real love, the only boyfriend, husband, and father of her children she'd ever had, Leonard L. Inge, Sr. I'm named after him, if you hadn't caught on. But when Mama's sadness and fatigue seemed to persist beyond normal signs of grief, we took her to the doctor. She was admitted to the hospital for test after test. Stage 4 inoperable pancreatic cancer. The diagnosis came a few days before Thanksgiving, and the doctors said she might not last past Christmas. The only thing to do was celebrate.
All right.
Hello, everyone. We just wanted to thank you so much for coming out to celebrate Sandra Jean, and that's what we call her instead of Mama.
My siblings and I decided to break all the commandments of big black funerals. We needed to figure out a way to have a homegoing celebration for Sandra Jean Roland Inge before she died. After my dad passed, Mama was resigned not to have a funeral for herself. "I'm not putting no more money in the ground," she chuckled. What she wanted was a party. So on December 14th, 2019, we threw her a huge homegoing that was far more family reunion than funeral.
Thank you for cooking the fish.
Sandra Jean was especially beautiful that day. Cousin Yolanda cut Mama's long braids into a modern layered style. My sister Cassandra painted Mama's face real pretty, finishing the look with a pink sweater and flowered scarf to keep her cozy and classy as she greeted guests. We could tell she liked her reflection in the mirror. Underneath the sweater, Mama wore a green t-shirt that read, "Still Here," in pink cursive letters. The Tallahassee weather was bright, brisk, and perfect, and far more than our family showed up to celebrate my mother.
I know what love is now. I really do.
Amen.
That's right.
Bless her.
Girl, you have grown up. Y'all fighting.
And her sisters over there.
I remember when you were born.
Sandra Jean attracted young people like a Pied Piper. She worked for some 30 years at Florida A&M University. She spent much of her life singing the praises of historically black colleges like that one, and making sure black college students had enough money to finish school. Mama would sometimes spend her own money buying bus tickets for students to get home for the holidays. She even allowed some students to live in our home when they were out of options. Many of these now middle-aged FAMU graduates eagerly adjusted their winter plans to hug, kiss, and share their appreciation for a woman they affectionately called Mama Inge.
Your mom is loved by everybody, and you look at the FAMU connection where she was really the president, but she never did go to the president's office. So we know that if you came through the worlds of financial aid or student activity itself, Sandra was there. She was that mother away from home, that sister that you missed, auntie that you thought of, and that's the love.
Music, laughter, and the warm smell of fried fish filled the air outside the FAMU faculty clubhouse that day. Watching her, it was easy to forget for a moment how sick she was as she delighted in her loved ones and sang along with her sorority sisters. It's a special memory, made even more extraordinary by world events that shortly followed. We know now that if our love fest for our mother had not happened when it did, it would have likely never happened. A few months later, the global pandemic changed every tradition around large gatherings like the one we had for her. There have been frightening reports of so-called super spreader events, like an African-American funeral in Albany, Georgia, with hundreds of mourners that resulted in dozens of relatives falling ill and more death for an already grieving community. Similar event outbreaks have made news in Detroit, Chicago, and Sumter County, South Carolina. Mama got to live long enough to see just how much and how fast our world changed due to the virus. She lived for nearly 7 more months after her party. Those final days were not easy for me or any of her other kids and caregivers. But we knew we had fulfilled Mama's wish, something we couldn't have completed in this new normal. When Mama died on Sunday, July 5th, 2020, there was no funeral. But there was no feeling among the folks who loved her that we hadn't said goodbye in the best way possible.
Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. I changed the whole melody. Turn me around, don't wanna sing with me. Turn me around, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn. Then I'll get fast, I say. And ain't gonna let nobody, you know, they dragging it. No. Turn me around, gonna keep on walking. Then I add stuff to it. Keep on stomping, keep on clapping, walking down my king's highway. Ain't gonna let nobody. And then you got some fancy over there, you know, different ones I knew in. They sing in the choir, and I'll spot them, I know them, and I say, you gonna let nobody turn you around? No, ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. And them little dance troops, I see them over there where they just performed the night before. Turn me around, no, turn me around. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Turn me around, turn me around today.
We hear a lot about first responders to the COVID-19 pandemic, heroic doctors, nurses, and others on the front lines. Well, if they are the first responders, then funeral directors are the last responders, responsible for consoling families at a time when they're asked to stay 6 feet away. They are heroes of a different kind.
I never realized how much I hugged. Until COVID came along. But I'm just trying to make ways that we can still keep our cultural traditions together in a smaller and safer environment.
Nina Jones Mason is the manager of LSD Jones & Sons Funeral Directors, the family-run African-American funeral home in Durham, North Carolina, has been working to help folks mourn for 85 years. This year is unlike any other for the business, though. They've been keeping families safe at a time when so many people of color are disproportionately affected by the virus. I visited Nina at the funeral home back in April, when the pandemic was still somewhat of a new thing we were all navigating.
We're a culture that loves to support each other and, you know, we love to feed each other, and that's not happening. So that's a major difference, you know, repasts and taking people food and visiting with them. Those things aren't happening.
Since April, LSD Jones & Sons has allowed up to 30 people at a service. There were 29 people, all wearing a mask at the service for Pearlie Ann Cameron, who passed away from a heart attack. I attended on assignment to observe what funerals look like in the era of this virus. And I met Cameron's daughter, April Wise. She recognized the need for social distancing, but knew the family couldn't stay completely apart.
We were gonna get together. Might not have been a service, but we was gonna be together. It wasn't going to be big. We might have took turns, but we was going to do it.
Lord, you are my strength.
Now that we're many more months into the pandemic, I decided to check back in with Nina Jones Mason to see how things have been at the funeral home since we last spoke. I shared with her about my mother's passing and how we chose to celebrate my mother's life back in December, before COVID-19 dictated how families grieve.
Such a blessing that you all were able to do that beforehand. Because what I remember in the beginning of this, a lot of my families were like, okay, we're fine with doing something small. We'll have something bigger in the fall and everything. And what I'm realizing and what I'm telling my families now is that you really need to do whatever you want to do now, you know, service-wise, and have it live streamed, have as many people join us as possible now, because we don't know when this is going to end. And what you don't want to do
is to
this hopeful memorial or this hopeful celebration, and your heart gets broken every 6 months when things are bad. So, you know, you all got to have that celebration of her and everything in December. And I think that is absolutely the best thing you all could have done. That's so great.
Yeah, people are still talking about that. We're like, why? How did we know? How did we know? We're like, we didn't know because doctors, you know, you can't tell us our mom is going to die in a month. I mean, we got to have a party. And so that's what happened. And we wanted her, like they say, smell her roses while she was alive. And then what happened? COVID hit. And she lived about, what, 7 more months. And that's what happened.
Well, I, again, you have my deepest sympathy about your mom. There's two things in that story. One is that you all had an opportunity to celebrate her with family and friends close by while she was here. The second is that you all were able to go home and care for her at home under hospice and be there with her, which a lot of my families, I feel like right now, are not being able to be with their loved ones as they are sick. And I think that though not everyone that I'm dealing with is dealing with COVID, I think there are COVID-related deaths just from isolation perspective. I think that people aren't able to see their loved ones. This is whole new normal for our elderly. And I think that they are having a hard time responding to that. And I think that that is causing some of the passings for people that maybe weren't doing well to start with. And then you add isolation and you know, and less activity and less contact with people. And, you know, and that can be hard on people's soul and heart. So for you all to be able to be with her, I know a lot of families are not able to be with their loved ones when they're getting sick. And I think the hospitals are doing a little bit better in letting people in, but we definitely want to encourage people to spend the time with their family if they can, you know?
So is there anything else that you've changed or you think made better for families in this time, you know, who cannot definitely have the big funerals they thought they were going to have, or the, as they say, home goings that they thought they were going to have? I mean, something I guess you're especially proud you've been able to give the families in your community.
I really want to encourage our community to do what we do in a safe way. So we are a community of reaching out to our loved ones, to calling on them and checking on them. You can still do these things. You can still send food. You know, there's so many delivery services. You know, no, you can't sit there with them and eat it at the table. But, you know, if you can, drop it by, wear a mask, you know, have your hand sanitizer, wash your hands, show your face and your love if you can. If you're not feeling comfortable, send them things. I just encourage people to still, just because you can't make it to the funeral, doesn't mean you can't give that family support. You're just going to have to get creative, use technology. Somebody in the family knows how to use Zoom. I'm really encouraging people, oh, you can't make the funeral. That's not the end of it. You know, that's not the only way you show support or your concern or your love or your admiration for somebody. You do it by contacting their family, sending a card. I know nobody likes to use the post office, but I'm still a send a card kind of girl.
Yeah, I am too.
Don't, just because the funeral is a little different, don't feel like you can't reach out anyway. And that's what I want people to know. Because what I didn't know from the beginning of this to, that I know now, is that we're going to be in this for a while. Whereas I thought that it's a possibility that we would be lingering through the end of the year, but maybe getting a, you know, reprieve by the end of the year. What I know now is that we're going to be in this for a while. So I'm encouraging people to honor their loved ones now. I'm encouraging family and friends to support them now, because now is when they need it.
Nina Jones Mason is the manager of LSD Jones and Sons Funeral Directors in Durham. That's it for this episode of Tested. I'm Leonida Inge. Charlie Shelton Ormond is our producer. Lindsay Foster Thomas is the executive producer. Thanks for listening.